talks with 24 European leaders on ending the war. He's also met with the king at Windsor. Sources in Paris tell ABC News detectives have collected a lot of DNA on the Louvre jewelry robbery. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. UW system enrollment is up for the third straight year. We get more from Sean Maloney.
It's the first time since 2010 that enrollment has increased for 3 years in a row. Fall 2025 enrollment totaled 164,626 students, up 190 students from the fall of last year. The UW system also saw a 5.5% increase in Wisconsin resident new freshman enrollment, the largest on record. 9 of the 13 UW universities experienced enrollment growth.
At the Capitol, lawmakers discuss legalizing marijuana for medical purposes in Wisconsin. Stevens Point Republican Senator Pat Testin says his family provided marijuana to his grandfather after he was diagnosed with lung cancer. They did have to cross the border into neighboring states in order to purchase it. Under the bill, pharmacists would be allowed to conduct marijuana sales but not be required to prescribe marijuana if they're not comfortable. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 52 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, back down to around freezing. We'll drop to about 32 for a low. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy and just slightly warmer with a high of 55. Right now is the perfect time to remodel your bathroom because you can do it interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet today, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 25.
99.7.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Killian, 7:01 on Friday morning. So I confirm that the new Springsteen Deliver Me From Nowhere movie will be in theaters and eventually on Disney Plus and Hulu. So, yep, it's going to be in theaters today if you want to go see it. PG-13. Phil Bailey and Phil Collins on Max FM.
Pittsburgh's maximum hits.
99.7 Max FM.
In a fight I'd come back on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women go and men blunder.
Good morning, sunshine.
What would you like for breakfast?
How about some eggs and sausage?
I'd really rather have bologna.
Bologna?
Bologna?
Yeah, bologna.
Why would you want that?
It is National Bologna Day today.
I don't like bologna.
I love it.
If he wants bologna, then...
Okay.
Who doesn't love bologna?
Today is National Bologna Day. Good luck figuring out what's in that, and good luck spelling it.
It's showtime.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Killian. It is 7:10 on Friday morning. Let's take a look at that weather forecast. This morning, that freeze warning continues till 9 a.m. this morning. Widespread frost turning sunny, a high of 53. Tonight, widespread frost, increasing clouds with a low of 33 degrees. On Saturday, shower chances to start the day gradually clearing to become partly sunny, a high of 53. Saturday night, partly cloudy, a low of 36. On Sunday, mostly sunny, a high of 59. Shower chances return Sunday night into Monday. Next week, we're looking at highs in the mid-50s, lows in the mid-30s. Currently, it is 24 degrees. Outside the Weicker Gray Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak. Good morning, Killian. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great today.
So it's Friday. You excited?
Yeah, definitely. No school today either, so.
What?
Pretty excited.
How do you not have school today?
I have no idea, actually.
So what are you going to do today?
Sleep. Go home and sleep.
Go home and sleep, because you got up early just to be here this morning.
Yep.
You're the official co-host of the morning, Killian. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Do you know how to spell baloney?
Is it? Oh, does it have a G in it? Right?
It does.
B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
I don't know. I think that sounds right. Because,
is that right?
You know, they were talking in our show opener this morning, you know, so I'm like, wait a minute. Yes. So it's B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
Oh, let's go.
So it's yes. See, we had to quiz ourselves this morning. I'm like, wait, I'm going to Google it while you're trying to spell it because I'm like, wait, it's National Bologna Day. You and I'll talk about calendar days right around 8:20 this morning, of course. But first off, we should talk about Hope House of South Central Wisconsin because, Killian, you made an appearance here yesterday with quite a bit of toilet paper. You guys had some fun delivering that.
It was a lot of toilet paper in it. I almost had to make two trips, but we got it there.
Yeah, you probably should have made it in two trips. I was laughing, and we were thinking about rolling video because we're watching you guys, and you could have pulled up in the drive-thru area, but, you know, it was more entertaining watching you two trying to cross the street with the toilet paper stacked up to your heads. And so, you know, probably should have did two trips, but, you know, we don't do those things. Why would we want to do it in two trips if we can do it in one?
Exactly.
And so, thank you for that donation. Thank you to John for the donation as well. And we had a successful day yesterday. I showed Killian the picture of the conference room from Hope House, and over half that room was full, Killian.
Yeah, it's so cool to see, actually. It's crazy how much stuff there was.
That is cool to see. And thank you to everyone that stopped by and made donations yesterday. We appreciate that. You can still make donations if you would like to. Go to hopehousescw.org for that full donation list, and they can always use those donations. I mean, they have, I found out yesterday, Killian, 11 bathrooms in Hope House.
11?
11. That's a lot of bathrooms. That's a lot of toilet paper. That's a lot of hand soap.
Yeah, for sure.
And so we found that out yesterday, so we learned that. And so we did reach the 20-bottle challenge, too. I had someone text in that was willing to donate 20 bottles yesterday as well. So thank you to everyone that participated and everyone that's going to make further donations as well. We appreciate it. So what's going to happen is Annabelle and I and the three guys from the Elks Lodge all agreed to get purple fingernails. If we hit that goal, we hit that goal. So we'll make arrangements for that. And there's one other thing that's going to happen with all that as well. And we're working out all the details on that. I don't want to drop anyone's names incorrectly on that one. And so we'll provide more updates on that as we get a little bit closer to that one from Hope House. Again, thank you to the Hope House advocates yesterday as well for all of their hard work. And again, thank you to all of our listeners. We love you all, to say the least. Now, Killian, it's that time of year, right?
Absolutely, it is. Yep.
We are 1 week away from Halloween, so everyone's going to be picking up Halloween candy on their grocery runs. And in this economy, people are looking for value of the stuff they love so they can devour it too. But Killian, let's be honest, it's 2025, and is anyone still buying candy corn for trick-or-treaters? They have to be trolling, even if it's on sale. What does this new report say?
Yeah, there's a new report out on the two candies that are struggling the most throughout the past year. And not surprisingly, candy corn is number two. Also, not surprisingly, licorice is number one. Consumer interest in candy corn is down 9.1% year over year, and licorice is down 13.6%.
Wait a minute. Now, you and I were talking off air a little bit about this. You love licorice. Yeah,
I do love licorice. So actually, it is kind of surprising that's number one.
I am surprised that it's number one as well. I didn't understand this. And I mean, it's got my head kind of swirling this morning. It's like, wait a minute. Licorice is number one on this list. Now, candy corn would have fallen even further, but the interest is probably already that low.
Yeah.
And so it may sound morbid, but interest in licorice seems directly tied to how many great grandparents are still eating that, apparently. So that's almost making you sound old, Killian, because you like licorice.
I guess. I don't know. I've just had licorice a lot of my life, and it's just been so good. But I guess other people don't think the same.
I know. We're learning that today. And beyond those two, marshmallow candy dropped 9% on interest, and caramel apples are almost down 7%. So, Killian, what's gaining in popularity?
Haribo gummy bears or gummy rose in interest by 48% randomly. Old school Baby Ruth candy bars are up 42%. And Hershey's Kisses have jumped 37% in interest compared to last year, which is kind of interesting.
That is very interesting. Now, other less common ones include matcha cookies are skyrocketing with 139% growth. What? Crunchy treats like candy bar, brittle, and cereal clusters have surged 11%. And general caramel sweets, other than caramel apples, are up 10%. Now, this is kind of interesting as we sit here and look at this. So, people don't like candy corn. We already knew that. There was no surprise on that whatsoever. And the licorice surprises me. What is your least favorite Halloween candy, Killian?
Oh, candy corn, probably.
Yeah.
Hershey's bar. Just the plain Hershey's is probably the worst for sure, actually.
Oh, I remember.
Let's take it back. Yeah.
Yeah, we were talking about that. We're not going to get everyone going on that one again this morning. I forgot plain Hershey's bar.
I would rather
bar.
Have candy corn than just a plain Hershey's bar.
Yeah, I can see the texts are already going to be coming in as well. So yeah, I think that is not a surprising. And I am just texting with one of our listeners. And she is going to drop off 20 bottles of soap off today to Hope House. And so, Trish, thank you so much. And yes, I will agree to what you asked in that text message. So, thank you. Wait, see, this is what we do, Killian. There's a lot of things going on. You see all the screens going on in here. And so, we thank Trish for her donation. And Randy texted in. He said it's a good day to have a fried bologna sandwich. What do you think about that?
I guess. I've never had one, but if that's your thing, then have at it.
I've never had a fried bologna sandwich. Now, I've had ring bologna sandwiches before and other things with ring bologna, but that's different than regular bologna. And so that sounds interesting. I've never had that. Now I'm kind of curious. Maybe that's something we should try someday on the morning show.
Sure. If you've got it, I'll try it.
I think we might have to. We'll have to see if we can get a... Oh, you know what? There's a stove downstairs. Oh,
perfect.
I think you know what? You and I might have to try that some morning. We may have to go down and, you know, and so our building owner is not listening this morning either. And if she is, she's going to be texting real quickly and say, guys, get out of the kitchen. But, you know, I think you and I unsupervising the kitchen is a safe thing to do.
Sure.
I think so, you know, and then we can melt some candy corn into the Hershey's bars as well. You know, I just, so your favorite thing is licorice and for candy, would you say, Killian?
Yeah, licorice for sure.
Yeah. And for me, I love dark chocolate. You know, I think that's one of my favorites. It's got more flavor than just a milk chocolate. And so from that standpoint, I will do dark chocolate over milk chocolate.
Do you know what a matcha cookie is? Because it says that they're skyrocketing. I have no idea what that is.
Okay. I was wondering the same thing, you know, and that's what, okay. Oh, we're all right. If one of our listeners knows what matcha cookies are, please text us. Let us know 608-355-9970 because, yeah, when they're saying that's skyrocketing, 139%, does that mean that two people ate them instead of zero last
yeah,
year?
Yeah, like right? I feel like I should know what this is if it is 139% growth.
Yeah.
I have no idea what that is.
I don't either. I will admit that is something I don't know. So what we're going to do is we'll give our listeners an opportunity to text in. If you know what a matcha cookie is without Googling it, text Killian and I and let us know, 608-355-9970, because you know what? We want to know at this point, if it's going up 139%, we want to know what's going on there, right?
Absolutely.
I'm trying to figure out what's going on 3rd Avenue, too. Is there a truck pulled over outside the window there, like at the corner of 3rd and Broadway they're killing?
Yeah.
What kind of truck is that?
I wish I knew, but I'm only seeing lights.
So am I. I see orange lights and I see red lights. And
yeah.
So Killian and I are easily distracted as we look outside the windows of the Weicker Gray Tape building in the Max FM studios. Also, if somebody knows what that truck is parked on 3rd Avenue, Texas, and let us know. 608-355-9970. Oh, okay. We will have to try it. One of these days we're trying the fried bologna sandwiches, you know, and so, and someone is going to volunteer to cook it for us. So,
okay. All right.
All right. We're all in. We're all in because You have to fry it right, though, is what I was told. So I think if it's you and I going down in the kitchen, we're probably not going to do this right.
Probably not.
So I think we'll take our listener up on this, and let's see if that what happens with that. So, yes, Killian and I are all in to try a fried bologna sandwich. See? Now we need to find out what matcha cookies are. So if we don't have an answer texted into us by 7:30, we will go Google it. One of our listeners texted and said, well, if it's red and orange lights, it could be a tow truck. I don't know. We can't see with all the trees here. So someone's got to tell us. We're see. This is what happens when Dave and Killian are unsupervised. We're easily distracted. So if anyone knows what that is. Oh, it's moving. Oh, that was less exciting than what I thought it was, Killian. Sam.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. Well, we have the answer to one question. It was a municipal vehicle. Must have been doing a work on one of the signs over there. All right. So we have the answer on what the truck is. We need the answer on the matcha cookies. Text us and let us know. 608-355-9970. More Music Mornings with Dave and Killian. And, you know, it's time to play a little Kylie Minogue. Yes, it's time for Max on the Street. Someone texted us. So, see, everyone's texting us this morning. It's a busy morning on the text line. That's a good thing. But matcha cookies, that's what we need to know, is 608-355-9970. Now, Killian, do you know how to dance the locomotion?
No.
You don't?
No.
All right. So somebody's going to have to explain to Killian how to dance the locomotion, because I can't dance either. Kylie Minogue on Max FM. 90s and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Killian. It is 7:29 on Friday morning, so we had to go Google what matcha tea cookie green cookies are. They're matcha green tea cookies, Killian, and they look not that exciting.
No, not really at all.
They are. So it is a chewy sweet and coated with crunchy sugar. Matcha green tea cookies are made with melted butter and 2 scoops of matcha powder. They bake up crispy on the edges with fudge-like centers. Real matcha lovers will love these for an afternoon treat. Killian and I are both saying, I'm saying hard no. Killian, you?
No, thank you.
Yeah, so that's a hard no. No, we're not going to try those. We will try fried bologna sandwiches, but we will not try matcha green tea cookies. That's just something that neither one of us are that excited about. So, so Trish says her couldn't have a little caffeine. I might be willing to try them. Okay, Trish, if you know where we can get those, let me know, because now I'm curious about the caffeine portion of it. Because if you can get caffeine in a cookie with your coffee in the morning, you get that double punch. So I don't know. Might have to try that out. So yeah, we've had a busy morning on the text line. It is National Bologna Day. We'll do calendar days at 8:20, and we have someone who's volunteered to cook us fried bologna sandwiches, so we'll try those at some point. And again, thank you to Trish, who's going to go over and drop a donation off to Hope House. Killian, she agreed to drop off 20 bottles of soap and refills to them, so that is kind of cool.
That's so awesome.
And we appreciate that. And one thing that we did talk a little bit about yesterday, too, is doing something else maybe with Hope House sometime in the November, December time range to continue to help them out as well. So we are always willing to help them out, and it's one of those organizations that serves a 5-county area. Very important work that they do. And, you know, Killian, as we look out the window, it got a lot quieter out here now all of a sudden.
Yeah, I like it like this.
Yeah, me too. 7:30 in the morning, and there's no activity on the square whatsoever. We can tell that we did get that hard freeze last night, because look at all the leaves on the courthouse lawn.
Oh, yeah, I'm seeing it.
Yeah, and so they're all over the place. And so for those that are not aware, we got down to 23 degrees this morning, and so that means we did have that hard freeze overnight. And usually what that means is we're not going to get a frost advisory tonight or a freeze warning. Since we did have a killing frost last night, that's typically what that means. So if you left that stuff outdoors, it probably didn't fare well. Now, Killian, were you parked outside overnight?
I was.
And was your windshield full of frost?
Yep. Had to start my car like 15 minutes in advance.
So, yeah. And you want, and that's a good thing, is to let it warm up and get the windows clear. I suppose we could scrape them, but who wants to do that at the time of the morning when we were up this morning?
No, too much work.
Yeah, I auto-started mine, I'll be honest with you. I was working on making my breakfast sandwich, and I'm like, I don't want to walk out there and scrape the windows. And so, yeah, I decided to hold off on that. So, yeah, if you are going out this morning, make sure you give yourself plenty of time. And Killian, it's important to get all the frost off the windows, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can't really see.
Yeah.
You got frost all over there.
Yeah, it's not safe. And see, Killian knows that at a young age. And I saw someone driving around today that had about this much of a gap in their window that they could see out their windshield. And you could see them bending over, looking out their window. I'm like, so not safe.
No, not at all, no.
So, yeah, don't do that. Don't be that person. More Music Mornings with Killian and Dave. Coming up, we're going to have a look at sports and weather on Max FM.
Good morning. Welcome to Gavin Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Today, we have the Hague Family Dairy Equipment Auction ending at 9 a.m. This auction features dairy milking robots, freestall barn items, bulk tank, and other milking supplies and related items. That catalog is open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. Next week on Tuesday, we have a tool and westernware auction ending at 9 a.m. Also on Tuesday at 1 p.m., we have the Warren Antique Auction. Both of these auctions are open and posted for bidding on our website. Then on Thursday is our October Farm and Construction Consignment Auction ending at 9 a.m. That auction is now live and open for bidding on our website as well. You can view the items at our auction facility in Reedsburg during daylight hours. Remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
This is Killian with your Max FM Sports Report. High school football playoffs start tonight. A few local matchups happening are Reedsburg versus Waterford, Sauk Prairie versus Pewaukee, Edgewood versus Rhinelander, Menominee versus Onalaska, and McFarland versus Whitnall. Tomorrow, D1 sectionals for cross country will be held at Verona, where the top two teams and top 10 athletes make it to state. This was Killian with your Max FM Sports Report.
A Brewers promotion. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers held their end-of-season press conference. The team announcing GM Matt Arnold has been promoted to the team president of baseball operations. Arnold asked about the future of pitcher Brandon Woodruff, who was unable to perform in the postseason. He would only say a decision is coming in the offseason. Game one of the World Series is tonight in L.A., the Dodgers against the Blue Jays. Basketball, the NBA rocked by the arrest of former player and now head coach of the Trailblazers, Chauncey Billups, and 30 others allegedly involved in an illegal gambling operation. The FBI says it has ties to the mob. The Bucks are on the road tonight. They play the Raptors in Toronto. NFL, Packers and the Steelers Sunday night. I'll have coverage from Pittsburgh. Aaron Rodgers telling us he looks forward to returning to Green Bay.
You know, my football career starts and will end one day with Green Bay. So I got a lot of love for all those memories and a lot of great friends that I still carry with me to this day.
With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 52 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, back down to around freezing. We'll drop to about 32 for a low. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy and just slightly warmer with a high of 55. Right now is the perfect time to remodel your bathroom because you can do it interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet today, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 25.
Connected to our community like no one else. We are your hometown station. 99.7 Max FM.
Your voice inside me.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Killy and Dave. It is 7:40 on Friday morning. We will take a quick look at our weather forecast. Freeze warning continues until 9 a.m. today. Widespread frost to start today. Sunny with a high of 53. Tonight, increasing clouds, a low of 33. Saturday, morning shower chances, partly sunny, a high of 53. Saturday night, partly cloudy, a low of 36. On Sunday, mostly sunny, a high of 59. Looking at the next week, highs in the mid-50s, lows in the mid-30s. Currently 25 degrees outside the Weicker Gray Day Building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. And as we look outside the window, we see the street sweeper going by now, Killian.
Yeah, he's working out there.
Yeah, he is. He already got a whole city block done, both sides, pretty quickly. I mean, pretty quick work of all that leaves in the gutter over there. So, yeah, we are, again, easily distracted. Blinking lights, you know. We're going to look out the window and see what's going on. At least it's not red and blue lights, right, Killian?
Right.
We're going to take a look at our celebrity birthdays for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. If you know someone celebrating a local birthday, you still have time to text those in, 608-355-9970, or via the free Civic Media app. Eliza Taylor is 36 today, Clark on the 100, and Hannah on Quantum Leap. Who's next on our list there, Killian?
Drake is 39 today.
Oh, wow. Okay. B.D. Wong, 65 years old, most famously known from as being the on Law & Order SVU. Kevin Klein, 78. F. Murray Abraham, 86. Santo Farina, 88. And Bill Wyman is 89. That was our celebrity list for today. I mean, Killian, you and I were talking about, we're going to fast forward to the Saturday list. There's a few more on there. And who do you see there?
Oh, I see Katy Perry is 41 on Saturday.
Oh, wow. Okay. Happy birthday to her Saturday. Josh Henderson is 44. He was John Ross Ewing on TNT's Dallas. Okay, that's the remake of Dallas. And who's next on our list, Killian?
Makai Brooks, Jimmy Olsen on Supergirl.
Okay, I did not know that. Zachary Knighton, 47. Magnum's buddy Rick on the Magnum PI reboot. Okay, that one I do know of who that is. And who else do you see on the list today or for tomorrow, Killian?
I see Samantha Bee is 56.
Okay, Michael Bolton, 61. Julian Kane on The Good Fight. Chad Smith is 64. Red Hot Chili Peppers. Oh, I did not realize this one. Do you want to take who the next one is after there?
Yeah, Nancy Cartwright, I believe, is 68, and the voice of Bart Simpson.
Did you know Bart's voice was from a female?
I think I did.
I think I remember that. And she's also the voice of Nelson, Muntz, Rod, and Todd Flanders, and Ralph Wiggum. Wow, she's got quite the... list of people she's voiced for. Glenn Tipton, 78. Judas Priest guitarist John Anderson, 81. The only Yes lead singer who matters, they say. There's some snark on here with some of these. And who else do you see on the list for tomorrow, Killian?
Marion Ross is 97.
Whoa.
Oh my goodness.
So she was Marion Cunningham on Happy Days. All right, I've got to ask you, have you ever seen Happy Days before, Killian?
No.
Okay. I didn't think so, but I was just checking. I thought maybe you had. All right, we're going to fast forward to our Sunday celebrity birthdays. You still have time to text in birthdays for local birthdays and anniversaries. And who do you see on the list for Sunday?
CM Punk is 47. He's a retired wrestler who angrily stormed out of the WWE for the UFC, and he did not do so well in the UFC.
Do you know who he was then?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so you know that one. Okay, gotcha. Okay, good to know. I did not. John Hayter is 48. He is Napoleon Dynamite. Wow, I did not realize he was already 48 years old. So good to know there. And who else do you see on our Sunday list?
Seth MacFarlane is 52. He's the creator of Family Guy.
Yep, and he does the voices of Peter, Stewie, and Brian. Wow, okay. Keith Urban, 58 years old. Country singer and American Idol judge. We're just going to leave it at that and not go with the... Somebody was snarky when they did our celebrity list today, Killian.
Yeah.
Wow. Who else do you see for Sunday?
Natalie Merchant is 62. Biggest hits, Wonder and Carnival.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll have to see if we can find a little of that to see, because we do have Natalie Merchant in our library. I know that much. Let's see. We also have Rita Wilson, 69. James Pickens Jr. is 71. Dr. Weber on Grey's Anatomy. Who else do you see on Sunday?
Keith Strickland from the B-52s is 72.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. We have another big one. Bootsy Collins from Parliament Funkadelic, 74. Hillary Clinton is 78. And I'll let you take the next two big celebrity birthdays.
Pat Sajak is 79, former Wheel of Fortune host.
And so you know who Pat Sajak is.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, just checking. You know, I mean, that was a big one. Ryan Seacrest is his replacement. Who's last on our celebrity list for Sunday?
Jacqueline Smith is 80. Kelly Garrett on Charles Angels.
Oh, okay. That one makes sense to me now. Okay. I'm like, see, some of these start making sense after we look through them. We do have a couple of local birthdays on Saturday. Wishing Caitlin Boyd a happy 25th birthday from Aunt Becky and Uncle Randy. And then on Sunday, happy birthday to Sean Fuller. As a reminder, you can always text those birthdays in anytime to 608-355-9970. Oh, we have another one that just came in. I'm going to see if we can get that onto our list. Killian, I'm going to let you take this one. If you want to go over to our, do you have the Friday sheet up in front of you?
I do not.
Okay. I will grab this one then, too. Okay. I'm just trying to grab it off text line, make sure we don't miss it here. We also have Bear LaFarve is turning 17. And we just got a text from Becky. She's making Caitlin older than what she is. She's only going to be 24 on Saturday. Aunt Becky's getting a little bit older, so that's why these things happen, as Aunt Becky gets a little bit older. She doesn't, you know, always remember these things so well, Killian, right? So that's what's really going on there. So, okay, Aunt Becky says 24 years old, and I'm... Did you lock the door just to make sure Aunt Becky doesn't come sneaking in the building, Killian?
Yeah, I did. I made sure to.
Okay, perfect. See, Killian's got my back here. So Killian's also the morning show security team right now, too. So yeah, we're powered by... Are you drinking coffee in that cup, or what's in the cup this morning, Killian?
Coffee.
Yep. Coffee? No. Is it black cream in there, or what's in there?
There's creamer.
Yeah, so you don't drink it straight either.
No.
Did you have to brew it, or did someone else do it for you?
I brewed it.
Did you?
Yep.
Do you have like a K-Cup machine?
Yes, it's something like that, huh?
Yeah, it's one of those machines that you stick the single capsule into and do that. Yeah. Okay. We actually are going to have one of those here starting next week in the room next to us.
Nice.
Yeah, so just so you know, we'll have to get that up and running, because it'll be nice to have that in there as well. And then you can put other stuff in there, like iced tea and some other stuff in that thing, too, I found out.
Awesome.
So, yeah, I mean, that's pretty cool. So, and of course, if we get low on coffee today, we can go over to Powerline Coffee, because I see they're open. And they have some great coffee over there. If you've not had a chance to try out the Turtle Latte, go try it out. Oh, my goodness. Have you been over there yet?
No, I have not.
Oh, go try the, and if you, do you like iced coffee?
Yeah.
Okay. the iced turtle latte. Oh my goodness, that's really good.
Okay, I'll give it a try.
Yeah, go over there and give that a shot. They're right across the street, and see, we don't stalk them at all. That is all. Our text line's getting lit up this morning, so that is cool to see. Thank you, everyone that's texting in this morning. We appreciate all of our listeners texting in. And Killian, we're going to be back at 8:10, and we have more shenanigans at 8:10 this morning. We're going to talk about how many people can't make a good grilled cheese sandwich.
Okay.
Can you do that?
I'm sure I could, yes.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk about that at 8:10. More Music Mornings with Dave and Killian on Max FM.
Today's big deal of the day, Remedy Me IV Therapy and Wellness in Sauk City. This autumn, take care of yourself as you plan for holiday activities. IV therapy can supercharge your energy levels and help with migraines, pain relief, and more. Remedy Me IV provides medical weight loss, IV hydration, and vitamin injections, and a full oxygen bar. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com right now. Purchase $40 gift certificates for just $10 today only at MaxFM Big Deals.
Ready to dive into your next big creative project? Red Dot Quilt Supplies of Reedsburg is there for you. Your new favorite quilt shop has the highest quality fabrics to help you create your next beautiful handmade wedding or baby shower gift. Focusing on blenders and background fabrics in every color that you can think of, this well-stocked quilt shop is just blocks from downtown Reedsburg. New fabrics are added weekly. Find out more at red.quiltsupplies.com. Happy quilting!
Looking for a scary good time? Fireside Cabins in Baraboo is bringing the chills with haunted cabins and a haunted trail. Open October 25th, 31st, and November 1st from 5 to 9 p.m. The big party is Saturday, October 25th, with live music by Josh Elliott. Delicious food from any street grill and a Halloween twist from Shrunk 3D Printing, because nothing says Halloween like printing yourself in miniature. Come for the scares and stay for the fun. Get details at firesidecabinswi.com.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90 with no trade-in.
I'll send a phone to each of my four daughters to see who calls me first.
I can only pay for one of their weddings.
Four lines for $90 a month and four of the latest phones for free. And we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular, now part of T-Mobile.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. That's right. We'll pay off your current contract, so switching has never been easier. Let our helpful staff assist you at U.S. Cellular, now part of T-Mobile, in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is overflowing with the flavors of fall. Stop by and pick up Honeycrisp, Cortland, Macintosh, and all your favorite apples. The bakery's full of apple cider donuts, along with take-a-bake pies and gooey caramel apples. And while you're there, fill your basket with fresh apple cider, cranberries, pumpkin, squash, and other seasonal goodies. And here's the best part. Every Tuesday, enjoy 10% off all apple purchases. Savor the season at Oakwood Fruit Farm, where every bite tastes like autumn.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
Of wealth and poverty,
and the diamond market, the scarlet welcome carpet that they just rolled out for me. And I've walked these streets in the madhouse, as silent they can be, where a wild and misfit prophet and a traffic island stopped, and he raved of saving me.